Welcome to the Busy Moms Podcast. Hang on, and here we go.
When do we rest? When we fall over? The I'll sleep when I'm dead kind of mentality? We rise in the morning, slam a cup of coffee, throw clothes on the littles, yell at the bigs to eat before running out the door for work. Just to come home exhausted, throw dinner together, put the littles in jammies, make sure the bigs have homework done or lunch made for work in the morning, then fall into bed so tired you fall asleep while praying. Do we rest? Do we really rest? Like ever?
Nope.
Like no.
No, we don't. We just keep going on like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah.
Until our battery is like,
meow. And then we think that that's the rest.
But it's
that,
really.
That part where you fall over so exhausted that you have to sleep and then get up in the morning. And that's not the rest part.
No, that's not.
Here is a good verse that goes along with this. It is Psalm 127, verse 2. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to you his beloved sleep. Holy moly. Even when I read that for the first time, I was like, wow. It kind of smacked me in the face.
I love that. His beloved rest. We don't even know what that is anymore.
No.
No.
And it's almost looked down on. Like, oh, you slept? I haven't slept in 5 years.
It's turned into a competition.
It is.
Yeah. Well, and I think what makes me even more sad, because when I had time to think about this, was our world has done that to us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like our world, our work, everything, it does. There's no rest built into anything. And when you look at other countries, like it is based around rest. Like they're not Energizer bunnies like we are. They just don't keep going and going and going. Like they build in resting times.
Exactly.
So it makes me sad because
work week. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is because I'm usually working 70, 80 hours a week on top of doing everything else that needs to be done. And as much as I love to think about, well, I'd like to go back to the olden days where you got the mom that stays at home with the kids and the dad's the only one's got to work. And I mean, and even at that time, the cost of living, I mean, you were able to have only one person have to work.
Yep.
And mom was able to stay home and take care of the kids and everybody lived comfortably.
Yeah. Two cars and to put food on the table and to go on vacations. Yeah.
But did they even rest either? I mean,
I think that they did
more so.
Because
maybe it was different.
Everything was divided differently. Mm-hmm. So it felt, I don't know. I didn't really live through that time either. So
yeah.
We're looking back at something that we didn't actually
live through, but I started watching this new show. It's called WandaVision. And the way that it started out was like back in the, I don't even know the era or anything. That's just how bad I am about
the 50s theirs. Typical housewife kind of thing.
Yes. And I was just like, wow. But I'm kind of like one of those people. I'm like, I want to be able to wear the dress and the apron and the little shoes and everything and make myself pretty and everything when my husband gets home and the kids are just like magically perfect and everything. They're sitting there waiting for dad on the couch. Hi, dad. Welcome home from work. And I can have food ready to go on the table and everything. And no, not today. I'm walking in the house and the kids are, excited for when I get home and everything. And then I'm like, all right, now I got to make dinner. And then I got the kids. I want a snack. I want this. I'm thirsty. Can you give me some water?
I don't want to eat there for dinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I got to make three different dinners because I'm just that person that I always told myself I was never going to do. But the two things that I allow the kids to have and I don't have to make something extra is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or they can have a bowl of cereal. And 9 times out of 10, they're having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and cereal because they won't eat the dinner that I made. Because I refuse to change the dinners. Because I'm meal planned, darn it. I only bought groceries from what I'm cooking this week. I don't have anything extra in the house. Unless it's goldfish and Cheez-Its.
which is our
and
staple.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly is a staple in the house.
That's right. Too crazy. But woo, let's get back to resting. Ay. So rest.
God even rested.
Yeah. You know,
he not only, he's the one that set the plan, the original plan in motion. And his example to us is when he was done creating, he said, this is good. I'm taking a break.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit back for a minute and I'm going to take this day and you can take this day and you make it about me.
Yeah.
Yeah. How Which exhausting is- to make the world.
I mean, yeah.
He must have been like, oh, you had to make out.
Dinner. I made the world. So I'm going to take a rest. It's going to be Sundays.
I made everything. I'm done. We're going to celebrate my creation. And we're like,
okay.
No, we're like, we're going to not pay attention to anything you said about that. We're going to run ourselves ragged. We're going to put ourselves in an early grave because we don't know how to stop and take 10 minutes to take a breath and not have noise and to sit in our head for a half a second and say a prayer. And that rest, the rest for not just the day, but
for yourself.
Yeah. For your peace of mind.
For your peace of mind. To hopefully re-energize you to be like, this is why I do what I do.
Yeah.
And it is for you.
Or even just for us, for sanity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he wants us to be healthy.
Yes.
I really think that he wants us to be healthy. And you can't be healthy when you're running like that all the time. Mm-hmm. And we don't rest in this country.
No.
We run and run and run and run and run and then compare with each other about how much we're doing. Oh, I worked 80 hours this week. I didn't even sleep. You know,
I worked 82 and I haven't slept in 6 years.
I'm going to have to make my game better, man. Yeah, see?
But, you know, and in the same thing, because we're go, go, go. We don't catch the cues all the time.
No.
We don't catch God's hints.
Nope.
And that's part of the rest. Even that moment to just kind of, you can still catch that still small voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Exactly. He's not in the storm. He's in the still small voice. And how are you going to hear the still small voice when you're in the storm?
If
you don't rest.
And that makes me sad because all the things that I missed because I was too busy to stop.
Yeah, that's all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a person that's not guilty of that.
Yeah.
No.
Still sucky. Well, so I started watching that new show, The Chosen, just because I was curious about it. And so I put it on the one evening when Al and I finally had an evening to actually watch something and I didn't fall asleep with the kids.
To rest.
But when I put it on, it started out with the Shabbat, which was the day of rest, which I thought was so cool of the meaning that it meant to them, that it was a beautiful ceremony. It was people coming together to eat. Nobody was allowed to work. And I loved the feeling. I loved the importance that they put onto it. The importance that is not here in our era today.
That sounds beautiful.
It was awesome. When you guys get a chance, you should really watch it. And anybody who's listening, if you haven't watched it, you really should watch it. It's just an app on your phone. And then all I had to do was click this little button and put it on my TV. Really? I don't even know how I did. I was even surprised that I was able to do it. But I know it's one of those apps that it's supposed to be, like you're supposed to watch it on your phone or whatever. But anyways, I just loved it. And like I said, the importance of the day was because a man and a wife were, we can say, fighting because he was going to work on that day. And she was just like, no, you are not going to be working. He's like, no, he's like, my brother's going to come. You're going to prepare the meal and everything. And he goes, and I will eat. And he goes, and then I have to leave. And he did. And the feeling that you got of the disappointment between the wife and the brother, and even him looking back at the family, knowing that he was not supposed to be doing it, but he went and he did it anyways. And that was how the first show ended.
And it's like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why did he do that? Why do we do that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are we so worried about we're not going to have the money in the bank, or we're going to disappoint someone,
mm-hmm.
or we're not going to be able to do the thing we want to do or something? What is that?
I don't.
Why do we do this?
I think we're so afraid, again, that we're talking about it. It all goes back to trust.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be able to trust knowing that he is going to provide for us no matter what. But we as people, even though we say, I surrender, but we're like, yeah, you know, I'm going to take this one back. I'm going to take this one back because, you know, right. I'm not ready to give that up yet. Because
I surrender all except that.
Yes. So, I mean, but that's the hardest part is going back to the trust and everything. And I think we as people, because we are sinners, that we have a hard time with giving that all. And because we still have to have our little grimy hands on everything.
Don't you have a verse about that?
I do have a verse about that. Let me find that. And this one comes from Matthew verse 6, chapter 34. I said that wrong. Matthew 6.
Verse 34.
One day I'm going to get this right, ladies. And anybody else who's listening. It says, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
Like every day has got its own crap, and everybody's going to have to worry about that crap on that day.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Exactly.
Let tomorrow worry about tomorrow.
That's right. All right. Our blessings to you, and remember to fight for those 10 minutes.